bright light to everybody worldwide. And as always, major blessings to all of my kings, queens, and always to all my giants in between. I have great news for you. You're alive, and that means there's more. And with that being said, welcome to the Sugar Service. As promised and hopefully never forgotten, it is your one and only host, Ian Isaiah, also known as Big Sugar, also known as Uncle Auntie, also known as the Soprano with the Adam's Apple, also known as Big Brother. Let's get right on this brand new Friday night. For those joining us for the very first time after all of these episodes, please allow me to reintroduce the vibe. This is a safe space. Yes, I said it, a safe space, where we share words of encouragement if you're feeling the blues, always tap in with some kind of news even though the world never has a clue, and obviously someone major will stop by because y'all all know Sugar loves a good chit-chat chew. Today we are being blessed by Replica, y'all, one of NYC's strongest production companies out right now. So if you're the one that's looking for a new job or just the entry-level way into where I'm at, stay tuned because this just might be it. So let's get started by clearing our hearts and minds because it is time for the Word of the Week.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Preach, preacher!
Look on the other side. Look on the other side and grab somebody by the hand and say, neighbor, if I don't ever see you again, I just want you to know, if God made you a promise, hold on to it.
All right, everybody, let's jump right into this good food for those overcomplicated thoughts. Allow me to start with this. Feelings are not facts. Yes, I said that right. Feelings are not facts. This may be very easy to say, however, very hard to practice. But the truth of the matter is that feelings are not facts. Be mindful of the emotions that attach themselves to problem solving. Do you know how difficult it is to make the right decision when there's just so much unnecessary emotions involved? But beloved, I am just here to remind you that feelings are not facts. Stop ignoring the truth just to live in the moment. Why waste a lifetime on an emotional roller coaster that's holding you back from living in your own truth? Why waste years developing lies when you could honestly live in your truth and live your best life? I'm gonna just say this right here again one more time, especially for the person in the back that might have turned me down. Feelings are not facts. Yep, feelings are not facts. Own up to whatever truth that you may have in whatever situation that you may be dealing with, and never, ever allow your emotions to control false outcomes, you heard. And why not, Big Sugar? Because feelings are not facts. Ashe? Okay. Yes, ma'am, I know that's right. But now that I think about it, I also know what's wrong. And speaking of which, let's hit the news. DJ, pump the beat. All right, let's jump right into it. The Department of Education is set to erase $145 million in student loans, y'all. Which sounds like a lot, but in case you forgot, NYPD was budgeted at $9.9 billion in 2021. Oink, oink. Okay, the Tinder swindler, which I know everyone has heard about, especially French Montana, has hired his own entertainment lawyer in hopes of getting his own dating show, y'all. And I think that's fab, don't you? All right, y'all, one more thing before I go. Actually, this might be the biggest news ever. I was on the Wendy Williams Show. Yes, I said it. Ian Isaiah, a.k.a. Big Sugar, was on the Wendy Williams Show with his ass out for Telfar. So if anybody else can show me a photo or a video of them on TV with chaps on Wendy Williams, then we can talk.
And now, the Neighborhood Hall of Fame. Presenting local legends, icon, movers, and shakers of the motherfucking community.
All right, y'all, this is the part of the service where we honor one of the movers and shakers of the community because to us, they are our version of what a superhero actually is. Today's local hero is more like my personal hero. Today, I would love to honor my personal trainer, Barrington, of Crunch Fitness. This is my first time ever having and paying for a personal trainer, and baby, let me tell you, Barrington has been one of the best investments I have ever made. Yes, investments. My body is an investment and your body should be too. I started my sessions with him early this year and I've been showing my body ever since, y'all. I know you saw it. And because of this personal trainer, Barrington, you are our local hero of the week. Train the fuck on. All right. Wow. We're back. And I'm excited because I am sitting in front of this amazing situation. I'm sitting in front of Replica, which is now one of NYC's, honestly, the most major production company ever in NYC. And I'm saying this because I know a lot of production companies. So if all of you try to fight me, I know what I'm talking about. Replica. What's up, y'all?
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the Sugar Service.
Thank you.
I'm happy to be here.
I love you guys so much. The reason I brought you guys on this show is because I bring all my friends on this show. But all my friends are really cool. And I finally have really cool friends who are in the production world. Yeah. Emotional. That's how emotional it is. Me and Gossip were so emotional about this. But production is a big deal, and a lot of people don't realize all the, like, hey, I'm looking for the job, or hey, I got a talent, I want to do this, hey, I want to do that, really filters through you guys first before it gets to us, or filters through you before it gets anywhere. You guys are like the true bridge of connecting a project and just connecting worlds in a very seamless and calm way. I just have a huge respect for production in general, and I just want to share that more with people. And Gospel, relax. Sorry, he's just so emotional about
him
because,
totally okay.
You know, this is also his family replica that's here. But yeah, welcome to the Sugar Service.
Thank you.
So glad you guys came.
Thank you, thank you.
So glad you called me your friend.
I mean, well, you know,
and that
Grace.
I'm cool.
Grace is so cool, you guys. Grace is also part of the replica team. My God,
yeah,
she's
dang.
Really cool. So tell us, how did Replica start and what it is? Because I'll go on forever about it.
Yeah, so I started Replica like 6 years ago.
Wow, Paul.
I know, it's crazy. Wow.
I think I've known
you. And also, like,
you
how many
like...
productions we've done together, too. When you asked me to come on, I was just like, oh, fuck. We've done so many things, like, around the world together.
Yeah, just so you guys know, Paul is an icon for a reason. You know, Replica, you know, before Replica, he was Replica.
Yeah, correct. And, I was the sole Replica person.
You actually was the sole Replica, yes. And because of you, a lot of people are still alive today, including me. Including me. So what made you start Replica?
I have been working for another production company and I just got the advice that it was like, you know, the lowest risk time to start. I was really young and I got the best advice where it was just like, just start a company and be okay with failure. And if you fail, just go get a job. It's fine.
Damn, that
and
advice
so I
works
wrote,
for me.
I know. Wow. And so I just literally like opened it and ran it that way the entire time where it was just like, I need to be able to close my doors tomorrow just in case. Who fucking knows? Whatever. So it was always like, get ready.
Wow.
To
wait,
fail.
Were you in your early 20s?
Yeah, I was 25 when I started it.
So hot.
26, yeah.
Wow.
I know.
I mean, you were about
business. I look
back
and I'm like, I was psychotic. Like, I can't.
I don't know if you were psychotic.
Would be so much more, I would be significantly more scared now, though. Because at the time, I was just like, yeah, sure, I'll figure it out. And
yeah,
now
right.
I'm like, oh my God, I had to figure out so much.
I mean, but actually,
ignorance is bliss,
like,
though.
That is production. Like,
yes,
figuring
you just
it
figure
out.
Right.
You actually figure things out. So, like, I have no doubt that you can't problem solve anything. This whole, you as well, Grace, Replica, all of them. Like, you guys can problem solve. Whew,
yeah,
Replica.
It's very that.
So, yeah, you started it 6 years ago. What happened in those 6 years? Like, what's been going on?
I mean, I started doing small events for sure. I had a few, like, larger ones and one larger client that kind of came along with me from my last agency that I worked at before I started my company, which helped kind of, like, legitimize me a little bit, but then was doing a lot of stuff with HBA and kind of kept working like around
good
the
times.
World at that time. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I don't know. Once we got our first office, that was when it really like kicked into gear. I'm very like physically tied
wow.
to space and stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? So
yeah,
like
yeah.
once oh, we
got I've
our
seen
first...
you work a space. I've seen Paul work a space. It's interesting.
Yeah.
We love it.
But once we got like our first little like shitty basement office in the East Village, mm-hmm. I was just like, oh yeah, now
you're home.
Now it's real. Now wow. it's like for realsy real.
Wow.
And then we got our like next office that was bigger, and then we got next one. It's
just keep going up and
exactly.
keep going up.
Exactly.
Wow.
Successful.
I love that. I mean,
helps.
You take on a lot of like genius clients. Like,
yeah, it's definitely about like the work itself. I would say I have not focused on making money
yeah.
in the beginning.
I mean, but that's when you know that you're doing it for the long haul, and you're doing
yeah.
it for something that's like way more meaningful, like
yeah,
meaningful
totally.
Than money. Money actually doesn't mean anything, actually.
Yeah.
So yeah, Replica, for the past 6 years, you know, everything you've done has been genius because you've collaborated with so many geniuses. And I'm not saying that because we're one of them, but I'm just saying because you actually have done genius collaborations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But the most current collaboration that you've been working on for a while, which is where I met you as well, Grace,
mm-hmm.
has been Telfar TV.
Correct.
Let's get into that. But before we do, let me just tell everyone, yes, he is the genius behind Telfar TV. Paul and Grace and Replica in general, this production company is the reason why you enjoy Telfar TV besides Telfar and the host and what we have to offer. But they are the ones that like actually make it go. And I don't know if you noticed, but this is not just a project, it's a network. So you're now making a network go
mm-hmm.
as opposed to just working on like one fashion project, which is insane. But let's talk about that. How is it working at Telfar TV?
It is so fun.
So fun.
So fun. There has never been, yeah, there's never been more like laughter in an office.
Wow.
Sometimes too much for sure.
Oh my God. You know what else is too much? My bills are too much. I have to pay a bill. We'll be right back.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
As a plant-based cheese company, Daiya has never talked about beef in an ad before, because someone somewhere once had a beef with saying beef and plant-based together. So putting a slice of Daiya cheese on a beef burger, not okay. Well, our delicious melty cheese has a beef with your beef about beef, because any step towards plant-forward eating is a step in the right direction. Daiya, 100% plant-based, even if you're not. Now made with Daiya Oat Cream Blend.
All right, we're back. Telfar TV. So tell me, how is it? Like, honestly.
It's amazing. I mean, it's, you know, you're one of the people who we get to work with. So that helps
it's
make
really
it amazing.
Fun. Obviously, guys.
But it's also, you know, working with Babak and Telfar and Avina is a really amazing combination of like setting up the right scenarios and also just like letting mm-hmm. them be what they are. Mm-hmm. I think also we all have like history together and stuff, mm-hmm. which is helpful because mm-hmm. there's a level of comfortability where we're not, none of it feels like work in the way that like.
Yeah, but it's not normal what you're doing.
No, like, not at all. I don't know if you guys noticed, but nothing about it is normal, honestly.
There has been at least 60 models. Correct. Daily.
Yeah. Daily.
That you've dealt with, including scripts, including right. other staff members, including your staff members, bands. Including like musicians, bands, medics, all at the same time. Like, yeah. that's a lot for yeah. just like casual friendship working.
Like, and it's live.
And it's live. Yeah, so, like, exactly. you guys, like, what, when do you sleep?
I
do
don't.
Do you sleep? Oh, sometimes we gotta put you like in a vacation. On the weekends.
Yeah, Grace definitely deserves
Grace needs
a vacation.
For sure. Wait, so on the weekends you sleep. Okay, so a you find bit, relaxation yeah. in the midst of it.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you find it hard to relax as a producer? I feel like you're always thinking about problem solving, or you're always yes. thinking yes. about like completion.
Totally. Before I've definitely you can, like, had relax. To like I've had to set boundaries in my friendships
wow.
too, where I'm just like, I can't fucking figure this out for you. Sorry.
Damn,
like,
I gotta learn that. What's the strategy?
Or when somebody's just like, hey, do you want to go for dinner? The answer to me is always like, where are we going? And I'm just like, I don't fucking know. You tell me.
Right. Wow.
I can't plan.
That's
it
actually
all.
What I'm learning in this job, how to set boundaries. Or else I would literally never sleep.
So boundaries are important. Okay.
Within reason.
I mean, I'm still trying to learn that. And yeah. I'm
it's a constant
years
thing.
Old. Like.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. Cool.
Okay. Would recommend. Would right. recommend as an exercise.
I love that.
Boundaries.
All right. So my next question, Replica. You're growing. Mm-hmm. You are growing. You're growing. You're always growing. I know a lot of people that need a job. Everyone in this world needs a job. Do you think in the near future you guys will be opening up some sort of like agency under Replica where like you just have like so many interns, so many PAs, so many of everything you want so that you don't have to search for it as much? What do you think?
That is a good question. I mean, I would say we have a pretty strong and consistent network of people that we work with. And a lot of people like working with us because like when you're on, but we're flexible with people's like time and what they want mm-hmm. to do or get out of it. So you can kind of set the boundaries wow. of your own employment a lot of times, wow, obviously again, within reason, but.
Well, obviously like with this project in particular, like Telfar TV, we've found a lot of people through others that are on set that mm-hmm. like work.
Wow.
Like with their personalities and like work ethic.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the way I came in was like so absurd. Like I.
Look at you now, girl.
Yeah, right. Director.
Director, that's right. Okay, so there is room for more. We're not going to
yeah,
say when.
Always room for more.
But we're right. saying that there's always room for more.
I always tell people room like there's like a, there's a Replica solar system of people that we collaborate with.
Wow,
and
I love
people
that.
Are just in like different orbits.
Wow.
But there's like tons of people all over the world that we get wow. to collaborate with. And it's just about what we need to like activate, you know?
And you've been activating.
We have been.
You have been
in activation mode for
sure. And we love it. All right. So you heard it here first, y'all. There's room for you if you're trying to get an entry level into, I don't know what, it doesn't even matter, Paul. And Grace will take care of you over there at Replica. Okay. One last, final, really good question. I do this thing every week with my guests. It's called the Carry of the Week. Mm-hmm. Where we discuss what we think is carrying. It could be something personal that you think is carrying throughout the week. I don't have to explain to you what carrying is because you literally are carrying, just like I'm carrying. But together we can decide what we think the carry of the week is this week.
Mm.
So with that being said, Replica, R-R-E-E-P-P-L-L-I-I-C-C-A-A.
That's
yeah, that's how you spell
annoying,
it.
Most
honestly,
annoying
wait, that's kind of carry.
You, yeah, actually, that is the carry. But that's should that be
try booking a flight and telling them what your fucking
yeah,
email
the carry
is.
Oh is like God. How fucking smart I thought I was being when I was 25 making a URL for a company. And I was just like, actually, I'm just going to put double of every letter because like that's so cute, right? And then regretted it the first time I gave my email to somebody and every single time after that.
Oh my God. I actually love it. I'm going to go with the art crowd that's like, wow, this is pretty cool. So yeah, the carry of the week is
it's
this company
my
being spelled.
Company name, yeah.
R-R-E-E-P-P-L-L-I-I-C. CCAA replica. Exactly. You are the carry of the week.
Yeah.
Wow, that was good. Well, thanks for coming to the Sugar Service, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
I appreciate you guys. I love you guys.
Love you.
So much work to do. We're going to be working for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can come over anytime.
No thanks. Boundaries.
All right. Bye. As we come to the close of another glorious and beautiful Sugar Service, it is my duty to give flowers where they are due because that's just what I do. The world is a loud place full of distraction. You could love something or someone with your full heart and never get a chance to say it because bills get in the way or there's just so much traffic just trying to get to tomorrow. But just as sure as death and taxes in this service, we are here to pay respects to living legends, y'all. Every week here on the Sugar Service, we make time and space to honor a beloved figure while they are still alive and on this earth to receive and collect every last motherfucking flower they most certainly deserve. This week, we have no choice but to honor our mother, my mother specifically, Mary J. Blige. The singer, the songwriter, the actress, the jewelry designer, the winemaker, and the activist, Mary J. Blige. Another prime example of the beauty that comes from the hood and shines bright for the world to see. Mary J. Blige has and will always be a true example of courage, elegance, and grace. So for all that you do, Mother MJB, these roses are for you, queen. Shine the fuck on. My sweet, beautiful people, we are finally here at the end of another good time here at the Sugar Service. I want to give a special shout out to my lovely listeners for always being here and a big, big shout out to my special guest, Replica, for stopping by. Never forget anything that I say. Please be determined and never defeated. I'm out. Thank you all for joining us. If you like what you heard today, subscribe for more episodes of the Sugar Service, only on Spotify. Sugar Service is a Spotify original show produced in partnership with Barlow & Sons. Executive producers for Spotify are Gina Dalvik and Yasi Salih. Executive producer for Barlow & Sons is Alice Barlow. Creative production on this episode was done by Ian Isaiah, Jesse Miller-Gordon, and Nuno Alubain. And help from Barlow & Sons head of production, Stephanie Wilkes. This episode was recorded and edited by Frank Tuck. Our theme song was composed and performed by me, Ian Isaiah. Who else? Special thanks to David Gagliardi. Come back every Friday for a new episode of Sugar Service, only on Spotify.